USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iran has said it will resume nuclear talks on November 29th in Austria's capital, Vienna. Six rounds of talks with China, Russia, Germany, France, and the United Kingdom in Vienna, with the United States participating indirectly. The World Health Organization on Wednesday approved Indian drug maker Bharat Biotech's Covaxin COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The approval should help with global coronavirus vaccine supplies, particularly those in low-income countries. Philadelphia's Public Health Department said certain providers will begin administering COVID-19 vaccine to ages 5 through 11 immediately. The CDC recommended the two-dose Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for the least affected age group late Tuesday. Democrat incumbent Philip Murphy was re-elected governor of New Jersey by a slim margin, overcoming an early deficit by GOP challenger Jack Cittarelli. This is USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
With cyber attacks on public and private sectors within the United States, actions are taking place to curb the criminal activity.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Biden administration will order nearly all federal agencies to fix cybersecurity flaws that are considered major risks. The director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Jen Easterly, testified Wednesday on Capitol Hill and called this initiative, along with the new Joint Cyber Defense Collaborate, very crucial.
I really think this is a different and unique capability for the nation. It's the place that by statute brings together the full power of the federal government with the innovation, imagination, and ingenuity of the private sector.
The new directive is also one of the biggest ever imposed by the federal government. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After Facebook changed their name to Meta last week, they just found out another company is already named Meta, a company that sells PCs. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As some Americans are frustrated with the federal government's COVID vaccine mandate imposed by President Biden, the CDC wants to start jabbing the arms of kids ages 5 to 11, the least affected age group since the pandemic began.
We are now expanding vaccine recommendations to more than 28 million children in the United States. Distribution of pediatric vaccinations across the country started this week, with plans to scale up to full capacity starting the week of November 8th.
It should be noted, 0% of kids in that age group lost their lives from COVID-19, and moms are speaking out on Fox News against any mandate for kids to be forced to take the vaccine.
It's great to have the option. If a parent wants to have a vaccine for their kid, that's an individual choice that should be made based on risk factors for that child. But no one should be compelled to get this vaccine because we don't need it for children, and there is no societal benefit to vaccinating children who are at greater risk right now from car accidents and from drowning than they are from COVID-19.
I'm just very uncomfortable with mandatory vaccinations for my children. As a mom, I want to make that decision. I want to be able to discuss with my pediatrician, ask these questions. I don't want to co-parent with the government. I don't feel like there's been enough clinical studies. I'm just not ready to vaccinate my children with COVID. And I feel like there's other alternatives. I feel like we could do same-day testing.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.